Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Clean sheet against the mighty Luxembourg. Tell us more, Dan.
There's not a lot to tell, to be honest with you, Gavin. As drab a scoreless draw as you're going to get, although I have to say, we did see some debuts. Good to see some of those fresh faces getting their opportunity. The goalkeeper in particular, I was very impressed with. But clean sheet. First clean sheet under the new Irish manager.
Against Luxembourg.
We did create a few chances. They had a lot of the ball, though, a lot of possession. But we probably had the better chances, hit the woodwork twice. So not a particularly good spectacle.
Chance of getting to a World Cup, if we've any chance of beating Hungary, for example, in the group stage, would we not need to be doing better against Luxembourg?
We do. There's a caveat here. Go back in the history of time and look at the end of season friendlies. How many of them are good games? I think players are on wind down. They have one foot on the beach. Exactly. Let's hear from the Irish manager, Heimir Hallgrímsson. He's with Tony O'Donoghue.
Let's be honest, we're not happy with this performance. It's good to keep a clean sheet, the first one since I came. But we all felt first half we were sloppy. The game was boring first half. All the good things we did against Senegal was missing, all the quick movements, the press, the ball speed. So sloppy. It changed in the second half, more tempo, won more duels, etc. But not good enough. We always like answers to questions, and this one is a negative one, so we at least know that.
Has it stalled the momentum that we've been talking about, do you think?
No, I think this game will just teach us a lesson. It is understandable that players are thinking after this game we have a break for some time. Many of these players have been playing a lot of matches, but credit to them. And you saw there was a few injuries from fatigue. So no, they probably are a little bit careful as well. Last game of the season, they don't want to start injured in the end of the season.
Yeah, that's the Irish manager there. More from the game a little bit later on. In other friendly action last night, Northern Ireland beat Iceland 1-0, and Senegal, whom we drew with last week, they beat England 3-1. First defeat for their new manager, Thomas Tuchel, and their team booed off the field at the City Ground in Nottingham last night. The Irish under-21s held to a scoreless draw against Qatar. That was their final warm-up game ahead of the all-important European qualifiers in September. Now, Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry will play together for the opening two rounds of the US Open this week. The first round gets underway tomorrow, 12:40 Irish time. Justin Rose makes up that three ball. And coming up later, we have an interview with Rory McIlroy ahead of the event. But he's also had his pre-tournament press conference yesterday evening. And he spoke there about a lack of motivation and he's been feeling since winning the Masters.
Yeah, trying to have a little bit of amnesia and forget about what happened 6 weeks ago. Yeah, and then just trying to find the motivation to go back out there and work as hard as I've been working. You know, I worked incredibly hard on my game from October last year all the way up until April this year. And, you know, it was nice to see the fruits of my labor come to fruition and have everything happen. But at the same time, you have to enjoy that. You have to enjoy what you've just accomplished. And at some point, you have to realize that there's a little bit more golf left to play this season. Here, Portrush, Ryder Cup. You know, so those are obviously the three big things, that I'm sort of looking at for the rest of the year.
Yeah, more from Rory later on. And finally, in Gaelic Games, GAA President Charlotte Byrne says he's in favour of provincial finals going to replays rather than the penalty shootouts, which we saw on Saturday evening in the Munster Hurling final. He was speaking yesterday at the launch of the All-Ireland Hurling Championship. He's also behind, once again, moving the All-Ireland finals to August from 2026. More sport in an hour.